And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 26th of November, 2024. Today is the birthday of Sarah Grimke, born on this day in 1792. Sarah Grimke was an American abolitionist and widely held to be the mother of the women's suffrage movement. Born and reared in South Carolina to a prominent and wealthy family, she moved to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania in the 1820s and became a Quaker, as did her younger sister Angelina. The sisters began to speak on the abolitionist lecture circuit. They recounted their knowledge of slavery firsthand, urged abolition, and also became activists for women's rights. Grimke was influenced to become a vegetarian by Benjamin Lay, another abolitionist Quaker. Grimke believed that a vegetarian diet would help free women from kitchen labor. And it's the birthday of Ellen G. White, born on this day in 1827. Ellen G. White was an American author and co-founder of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. She was a pioneer of veganism and health food and is considered a leading figure in American vegetarian history. In 1868, after a divine vision, White began to believe in a vegetable-based diet. She believed that disease was contracted from eating meat and that the only safety was to avoid it entirely. She also believed that milk from cows would soon be excluded from the diet of people who followed God's commandments. And finally, it is Joey Carbstrong's birthday today, born in 1986. Joseph Dominic Armstrong, known professionally as Joey Carbstrong, is an Australian animal rights activist. He advocates for animals through social media, public speaking engagements, debates, and various televised interviews. He has campaigned against the RSPCA Assured scheme and has released undercover footage of animal cruelty on their farms. Carbstrong has been involved in animal rights street activism in Australia, Hong Kong, and the United Kingdom, holding vigils outside slaughterhouses and sharing images and footage from farms and slaughterhouses. In May of 2023, Carbstrong is alleged to have published pictures taken from hidden cameras at a Pilgrim's Pride abattoir, depicting the utterly inhumane nature of using carbon dioxide to stun pigs before being killed. Carbstrong captured the undercover footage for his documentary, Pignorant. On his website, Joey has written, "My name is Joey Carbstrong, and I'm a former gang member and current animal rights activist. I went vegan after turning my life around in 2013. I had a burning desire to make a difference, and since uploading my first YouTube video in 2015, my activism has evolved quite a lot. I'm really passionate about creating awareness about the needless abuses that animals endure, and my goal is to help create a vegan world. I hope my website offers you inspiration and motivation to go vegan and to hopefully join me in being a strong voice for the animals. I really do believe that together we can make a huge difference on Earth while we are here." And here's a poem for today by Rudyard Kipling, If. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting, or being lied about, don't deal in lies, or being hated, don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good or talk too wise, if you can dream and not make your dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools, If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it on one turn of pitch and toss and lose and start again at your beginnings and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve your turn long after they are gone, and so hold on when there is nothing in you except the will, which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch. If neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much. If you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it. And which is more, you'll be a man, my son. If, by Rudyard Kipling. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to be true to your values.